When I was a young woman, and I'd go to weddings, and these Italian men would say, "Hey, are you married? Where's your husband?" And I didn't want to say no. I just wanted to say, "I did have a husband, but he died." You know what I mean? Because it's better than saying no, you know? And then, like, talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy, because now I can't take a selfie. Every time I take a selfie, I'm like, who is that bitter widow? And side note, I have been cast 8 times as an Italian widow, okay? I haven't even been married 1 time. You know, now I've buried 8 husbands. Like, what is this? And then my friend Neville said, he goes, maybe it's because you look like the kind of woman whose husband is going to die soon. I'm like, what does that look like? Right? I'm at Fortino's, right, doing my shopping, you know, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't make it through the winter, okay? Because then I'm going to go to Acapulco party time, 1, 2, 3, take it easy, you know? You know those old Italian bitches are like, you know what, I wash his underwear for 50 years, fuck him, I'm going to Acapulco, right? And then I was even cast in the 3rd season of Handmaid's Tale. I know, you wouldn't have recognized me because they just caught my backside, all right? And I played a widow wife, all right? Even in a post-apocalyptic future, I'm a widow. This is insane, right? But I guess that's what being a girl is, you know? Like bleeding, birthing babies, and bearing husbands, right? According to the media, you know? I was with Phil. We were downtown. We were high. What are we gonna do, right? We're actors, you know? We're just enjoying the day, and you know that campaign, Because I'm a Girl, right? You know that campaign? So one of the canvassers approached us, and she's like, hey, she's like, do you know about Because I'm a Girl? And we're like, yeah. She's like, do you support us? I'm like, not right now, you know, bills to pay. She's like, why? She goes, because for $1, you can really change somebody's life. She's like, $1 isn't a lot here, but over there, it goes a really long way. So then I start to think, I'm like, well, then maybe I'm just going to go over there, right? Because what am I doing over here buying $9 sandwiches? You know what I mean? I could go over there, be a millionaire. And where is over there? You know? It's like so racist when people say that. You know? It's like, over there, send the word over there, that the first world's coming, the first world's coming, to save the 3rd world from the mess we started over there. Guys, I'm Sandra Battaglini. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh.
Guys, keep it going for Sandra Battaglini.